Well, good morning. And it is morning, 8:57 a.m. Yes, 8:57 a.m. on, what is it, Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. Hi. Yeah, I was up. I had to go to the doctor's at 7. I had to report at 7:30. And I got home. It's 50 degrees out. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's a little cool. Supposed to be in the 80s. I don't want to walk in the 80s. I figure if I took my shoes off and sat down, I wouldn't get up again until it was too warm to walk. So I'm out. I'm walking. Look at me. Woohoo! The doctor thinks that I'm in excellent health. She was quite pleased with the results. I haven't seen her since before. The last time I saw her was just before I started chemo and radiation in 2022. So it's been, well, almost a year. And I'm in a lot better shape now. I'm in a lot better place now. Forty-five pounds lighter. Not necessarily stronger. I still don't have a lot of muscle mass. My legs are coming along nicely. I was up a couple pounds this morning, which is good. Chirpy bird this morning. It's a beautiful blue sky day. Beautiful, beautiful rich blue. Right overhead, fading down to kind of robin's egg down around the horizon. It's lovely, it's lovely. All the blood work was good, all the tests were good. My various indicators are all within range. So, yeah, in what possibly will be a mistake, I had pneumonia and COVID vaccine, which I may regret tomorrow, but doing the best I can to keep what health I have. It's interesting, some of these maple trees along here on this line, some of them have gotten really nice red tips on them. Some of them look like they're dead. It may just be, the season is still really early. I know April 11th doesn't sound like it should be early. It's peak of cherry blossom time in Japan, or coming up on it anyway. Depending on where you are in Japan, I suppose. Soon to have Sakura snow, as they call them, when the petals all fall off. The flower petals. Oh yeah, morning. These, I like morning better. Walking in the afternoon is nice. It was good when it was 30 degrees in the morning. This is refreshing. This is very refreshing. Little bit of sun, a lot of shade. I got nice and warm with the sun on my back as I was walking to the west. Snow on the mountains. Oh my gosh, the snow on the mountains is so pretty. I don't see a lot of the snow. I don't see a lot of the mountains. I don't have what you would call a panoramic view, but peeking out between the houses and down the long 20th Street, which points east-west, you look down that street and you can see the mountains on the other end, and it's like, wow, that's pretty. That's pretty. So, got the doctor's appointment out of the way. I think I'm gonna bake bread this afternoon. I still have enough time to get my writing in this morning. I'll do a little play this afternoon. I really do need to reset my base, or establish a base for Genesis 2 map and arc. I spent all day, most of my playtime yesterday, flying from my base to where I was trying to work. And that's just not a good way to work. I'm trying to get some specialized dinosaurs, the ones I can only get there in Genesis 2. So far, having no luck finding the ones that I want. It's all right. It's what it is. It's all part of the game. Writing's going really good. I really like working class. I like the way the story's going. I did most of the work, I think, for unraveling the dates and the story and the timeline and everything, so that it's consistent. It works. The story unfolds as it should. Really like it. Really like it. So I need another day or two, assuming that I don't get laid low by these vaccines in the next couple of days. And then I have port removal surgery on Friday in the morning. So that'll shoot that day down pretty hard. I'll get to play most of the day. But I suspect I won't even get on the treadmill. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Started and I weighed in on a conversation with Allison Weiss on Mastodon this morning. She was talking about character voice, author to author voice, and point of view. And she and I have kind of different views, different opinions on what each of those terms mean. We both agree author voice is author voice. We both agree it's how you tell Nora Roberts from Courtney Milan. It's how you tell Asimov from Bradbury, the author's voice. And she closely aligns character voice, a thing that I don't even name, with point of view. And to me, point of view is just mechanics. It's just technique. It has nothing to do with the character at all. Well, other than the way the story is being told. And the story, the nature of the story, defines whether you use first or third. First person is, I'm telling you the story, like Ishmael Wong. Third person is, they're telling you the story. Or, I'm telling you the story of their life, like Natalia and Zoya, Otto Krug. Those are all third person. And she, I don't even go into omniscient. Omniscient is one of those points of view that was really common in the past, probably be really common again in the future. But which I have no time for. I don't think it can be, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say I don't think it could be done well. It probably can. I can't. It's not something that I want to try. Coming up on it, get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. So, Allison suggests that point of view and author voice, character voice are closely related. And what she's calling character voice, I just call the characteristics of the character speech. And it's got less to do with point of view than it does with the pronouns you choose. So I shot a bear in the woods versus he shot a bear in the woods. Or the Groucho Marx. On safari in Africa, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got the pajamas, I'll never know. Versus, while on a safari in Africa, he shot an elephant in his pajamas. How the elephant got in his pajamas, he'll never know. It's really, that's the difference between first and third. That's it. I mean, it's just mechanics. It's just which pronouns. How the character speech is tied up with who the character is, how they relate to other characters when they're speaking, and whether or not, and how they relate to the setting. It has Yeah, okay, you want to label that character voice, fine, I get it. But then you run into the problem of new authors who confuse character voice with author voice. And who get themselves tied into knots over it. I mean, there's enough things for new writers to get tied into knots over. Having two things called voice doesn't help anybody. Just my opinion. Speaking of opinion, Dean Wesley Smith had a post, deanwesleysmith.com, on 10 myths. He says he's going to start up his series on killing the sacred cows of publishing again, which is good. I hope he does. He's well positioned in terms of reputation and experience to talk about the sacred cause of publishing. But with apologies to Jeff Foxworthy, who did a bunch of "if, then you might be a redneck" jokes. And all of them, while funny and a bit puncturing, also carried a grain of truth. And likewise, Dean's 10 aphorisms. Struck me funny this morning when I read them. They showed up in my feed reader. I need to find a better feed reader. I'm not happy with Feedly. I installed Liferia. I'm not happy with the way Liferia handles the individual stories. It handles the headlines pretty much the same way Feedly does. I think the same way everybody does. But I really don't like the way it handles the stories. A part of it is probably the way the source RSS feed delivers the stories, but part of it is, well, good morning, kitty. Duluth gray tuxedo sitting on the fence post there looking at me like, who are you? Wow, that's warm. I'm glad I got out early. I wore a real shirt today as opposed to double hoodie. I'm wearing my extra weight hoodie because it was chilly this morning when I went to the doctor's. It was like 40 degrees. That sun is warm. It feels delicious. It feels wonderful. So I had a bit of a hiccup yesterday on Bluehost. They apparently shut down my website because they detected malware on my account. And they were nice enough this time. The last time they did it, they weren't. If they'd done it the last time, I might have bought SiteLock instead of WorldFence, but they ran a scan and showed me the five files that they claimed were malware. I think one of them might be, or might have been. It was an old file. It's been around there since 2011. All of them have been around since at least 2013. So it's just now that they're discovering 10 years later that the site had malware. I knew it had malware. That's about when I bought WordFence. I got the crypto cleared out. That was ridiculously easy. I found all of the instances of that and purged them and then reinstalled the plugins that had been compromised. They haven't come back, so that's a good sign. I also checked the WordFence logs to see if there's any successful logins showing up. They're supposed to notify me if anybody logs in. The WordPress is supposed to notify me if anybody logs in with an admin account. And for the most part, it does a good job of it. They didn't get that one. I found that one in the logs. So it goes. If it was easy, everybody would do it. It's a big move to go to unplug all of the content management systems and go with a static site. Not sold. Good morning. I'm not sold. probably wise, but I don't keep anything important, sensitive on my website that isn't available anywhere else. But it was nice. The last time I had Bluehost bitch about malware on my site, they just shut me down and said, "No, you've got malware. We won't tell you where, we won't tell you what. Just, you need to spend $500 and pay SiteLock to fix it for you and subscribe to our service." And I'm like, "If this is your service, no thank you." Morning. He's a good boy. It's a Harrier. It's two Harriers. Are they Harriers or are they Red Tails? I can't see. They might be. They act like Harriers. They're sitting too close to the ground. Matched pair. Maybe they'll. Maybe they're mating. Maybe they are doing the spring thing. And we'll have little hawklets flying around here this spring. We had sharpshins earlier in the year, last year. It was very exciting. They were in our backyard. Anyway. Ooh, would help if I shut off the right phone. Because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.